Hello and welcome to this audio sermon. My name is Andrew Gill. I'm the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and Bray. This is the first message in a new series exploring the essential questions of prayer. And I pray that this will be an encouragement to you and will help you grow in your own prayer life.
As people, we have this great need to talk. It's so essential to our relationships that during this time when we can't meet each other face to face, we are employing every form of communication available to us. We phone, we text, we email, we even hold up signs outside windows, doing whatever we can to talk to our friends and family. Maybe you've had to try out new forms of communication like Zoom or Houseparty, or maybe you've rediscovered old mediums and have put pen to paper and written a letter. We as people need to talk to those that we love. Now, some of us may use more words than others, but all of us have this desire to tell somebody who cares about us all about our day, even when there's not that much to tell. We were built to talk and to have relationships. We're beginning a series this morning looking at the topic of prayer. And prayer is a spiritual conversation with God. And so the question we're thinking about this morning is, what is prayer? Well, prayer is talking with God. See, the God of the Bible is not an object or a thing. No, our triune God is a living and personal God. He thinks, he loves, he speaks. He has made himself knowable to us. And through Christ, we can have a relationship with him. So prayer is talking to God, the God that we have a relationship with. When Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, he told them, "When you pray, say, Father." Prayer is speaking to our Heavenly Father through the Son and by the Spirit. God is a personal God, and God is a present God. When the Apostle Paul was encouraging his friends to pray about the things that they were worried about, he reminds them that the Lord is near. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable, but he's not distant or far away. He is close to the people he loves. In his love, God promises to be with us. Maybe your house is very full at the moment and you're feeling the stresses of everyone living on top of each other. Or maybe you've been alone during these weeks of lockdown and you're feeling the loneliness that that can bring. But remember that the Lord is near. Wherever you are watching this today, God is there with you. The God of hope is there beside you. So talk to him about the things that you're worried about. The God of wisdom is close, so share your problems with him. The God of strength and power stands with you, so ask him for help about your challenges. Your loving Heavenly Father is with you, and he wants to hear all about your day. But some of you might be thinking, well, where do I begin? How do I start this conversation with God? But a really important thing to remember is that prayer is not a human idea. Prayer is God's invitation. See, when we start to listen, we will realize that God is always speaking to us. He's speaking to us through his creation, through our circumstances, through preaching like this. And above all, through the Bible. Prayer is a response to who God is, what he has done in the past, and what he promises for the future. In Psalm 27, verse 8, the great King David says as he prays, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me." And my heart responds, "Lord, I am coming." God starts the conversation. In the Bible, he has told us about his love. He has revealed his goodness, and he has spoken of his will for our lives. So what are you going to say in response? Over these next few weeks, we're going to be looking at more of these common questions that we have about prayer. And we're going to be thinking practically about how we can connect with God. But before I finish this video today, I want to make two suggestions to you. First of all, listen. Listen to what God is saying to you today. Now, I'm not expecting you to have heard a loud, audible voice. But as you've watched this video, or as you've participated in the other elements of our Church at Home service today, what has stood out to you? You know, is there something that you've learned about who God is? Or have you been reminded of a promise? Have you been convicted of a sin? Or have you been encouraged by some eternal truth? Listen to what God is speaking to you and then respond with a short, simple prayer of your own. It can even just be one or two words like thank you or sorry. Secondly, over this week, you might like to join us as we read through the New Testament letter of Ephesians together. And there will be a link to the reading plan below. But each day there are some verses to read, and then there's the question to help you think about how you can pray as a response. God is inviting you to talk with him today. So let us respond as we pray together. Father God, thank you that you love me and that through Jesus I can talk with you in prayer. Help me to listen to you and teach me to pray. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please go to our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.